Good morning. Tropical humidity greeting us once again this morning across interior New York and New England, with most everyone starting in the mid and upper 60s to lower 70s, a few scattered rain showers around as well. As energy ejects out of a trough which has been stagnant over the Mississippi Valley and heads in our direction, some of the showers and thunderstorms will be enhanced today, producing locally heavy downpours as the atmosphere is quite saturated right from ground level to the mid-level. So with those torrential downpours over already saturated ground, localized flash flooding will be a concern across parts of interior New York and New England throughout the day today. Also, with jet stream energy passing through the flow and enhancing some of the storms, there is the risk of some strong to severe thunderstorms with gusty winds, along with the heavy downpours and frequent lightning, not only through the afternoon, but even into the evening hours. In fact, overnight will continue the threat for scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and muggy overnight, with temperatures back down to around 70 on average. The trough of low pressure will finally kick back into motion and lift through the region on Saturday. This will only touch off more scattered showers and thunderstorms with heavy downpours in that increased tropical humidity. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s to start the weekend. As the trough lifts out of the region on Saturday night, we'll begin a drying trend. On Sunday, we can expect a dry day, though with hazy sunshine, it'll remain hot and humid with highs near 90. Near 90 again on Monday with hazy sun and clouds and a scattered thunderstorm possible before the next disturbance heads in our direction for the middle of next week. And showers and thunderstorms are likely both on Tuesday and Wednesday as highs slide back down into the middle 80s. We should dry things out by Thursday of next week with finally lower humidity. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, unsettled weather will continue to be the case for much of the eastern U.S. today along a stalled front extending from Texas to the lower Great Lakes. This front will continue to weaken and eventually dissipate today. In the meantime, the boundary will couple with a large-scale upper-level trough extending from the Great Lakes to the Mid-South, as well as deep southerly flow off the western edge of a Bermuda High in the Atlantic Ocean, leading to a strong surge of moisture across the eastern United States. Sensible weather will feature warm and humid conditions with continued chances for rain and thunderstorms from the Gulf Coast to New England. Some of these rain showers and thunderstorms could be quite heavy and track over many of the same locations, leading to the potential for flash flooding. Flash flood watches are in effect across much of the Appalachian region. And the persistent upper-level ridge that's been in place across much of the West is forecast to break down as a trough heads toward the Pacific Northwest. While the heat has subsided a bit, the continued combination of winds and dry air has led to red flag warnings and fire weather watches across portions of the West, including the Intermountain West, Northern California, and much of Montana. Poor air quality will also be an issue for some of these areas, as well as portions of the Southwest and Southern Plains, especially near any active wildfire. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 53 degrees with a west wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany this morning, rain showers and 72 degrees, the dew point 72, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s, Boston partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a scattered shower or storm and highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 74, the average temperature 80, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 0.64, which is 0.38 above normal, and 22.70 inches for the year, which is 0.25 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61, the record high 97 set in 1975, and the record low 44 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m., sunset this evening 8:13 p.m., 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy in the mid and upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, showers and thunderstorms with heavier downpours possible, lower 80s. Hazy, hot and humid Sunday and Monday, both days near 90. Chance of a thunderstorm Monday afternoon. A better chance at more scattered showers and storms Tuesday and Wednesday back to the mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity on Thursday, highs in the lower to mid-80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.